fight during chess, we're enough to your death. Samach Gimel, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. We're not going to talk about the case. What happens? You have a Nazir. He finishes everything. He's totally done. And then he realizes someone brings to his attention, you should know that you became Tamei Meis. What's the din? So we're going to see different criteria. Are we talking about he found this out before he finished everything or after he finished everything? And are we talking about what kind of tumah are we talking about? A tumah that could have been known or a tumah that's called tumas ha-tahom, that's like of the deep, and that really doesn't make sense that you should have known about it. At the end of this Mishnah, it's going to end off by basically telling us that the criteria are going to be that if the person turns out to be that this is tumas ha-tahom, that he couldn't have known about it, and the Nazir became aware of this idea only after he shaved his head and he was done, and he was in the state of Tahara at the time that it became Tuma. In other words, he wasn't going to that place where the dead body was when he was already Tame. Then the person doesn't lose anything. He's totally fine. He moves on with life. He's done with the Naziris. If not, then he may lose. I have to start from the beginning. Here we go. Nazir Shigilach, v'nadol shu Tame, someone who became a Nazir who was Megalech, and then after he found that he was Tame, im Tame Yedua, if it's Tame Yedua, I mean, it could have been known, then so sir. Knocks off his entire shtick lechovim. This is halacha l'moshe misinai. Vim tumas tahom, which means tuma of the deep, meaning you couldn't have done about it, ain't a so sir. It's not so sir. And again, this is not lavdavka, this is a logical shtick. This is halacha l'moshe misinai. Now, imad shel gilach, let's say he, from before he ended up shaving, he became known, and beinkach ubeinkach, so sir. That even if it's tumas tahom, if he hadn't yet shaved his hair and he wasn't totally done, he has to start over from fresh. Kate said, what's the case? Yard little b'ma'or, let's say he goes down in order to go be tovel himself. He was in a state of tumah, but you know, another tumah, not tumas meis, tumas sheretz or something of the sort. And he goes down to the ma'or, to the cave, to tovel. And then afterwards, they found that there was a dead body that was floating on the water. Tameh, he's going to be tameh. Now, we're talking about, even though this is considered a suffix in this matzav over here, but at the bottom line, as the Rosh points out, the suffix tumah is just a yachid, sveiko tame, and therefore he's going to be tame over here, even if he finished everything over there, because it wasn't tumas at the home. Nimsa, and he went down there to go to retire himself from something that was a state of tumah, not just to go take a swim over there. Nimsa, mishuka bakarka, ma'ura, let's say he found it's on the bottom of the ma'ura, of the cave over there, and it couldn't have been known. Yard lahakir tahor, if he had gone down there, and the reason he went is to cool himself up, because it was a hot day, then he's tahor. Li tahir, mitumas meis, tame. But if he went down there to retire himself from mitumas meis, he was tame meis, and he went again to get him now retire himself. He went out to retire himself. Turns out there was a dead body over there. Then he will be tummy. Shecheskas tummy. Tummy because the chazaka of a person who's tummy is that he stays tummy. Vecheskas tar, tar. But vecheskas tar is tar. So if he went down there as a tumas at the home and, you know, of the deep and he wasn't already tummy, he was going to cool himself off. And after the fact, he realizes that after he shaved everything that had happened, he'd be totally fine. Why shiraglaim ledaver? Literally means that there are legs in the matter. He has what to stand on to say that he's going to remain tahor. Frakti gemara, minani mili. Where do we know this from? That tumas tahom is not going to make him lose all of his naziris. We found that after the fact. Amar b'lazar, damar kar, because the pasuk says when the nazir becomes tamei meis, the pasuk says v'chiyamos meis alav b'feta pitom. That is, if someone dies to him suddenly. A love means b'mechuveres lo, something which is clear to him, on him, and he sees it. And that's not included in the case of tumas tahom, because it's not mechuveres, not clear to him. Rishtaka Shamar from another pasuk, and this pasuk is talking about someone who can't bring the carbon Pesach because he was tamei or he was b'derech rechoka. Shamar kra ki yeh tamei lenefesh al b'derech rechoka. If he's tamei from a dead person or he's on a derech rechoka, on a distant, on a long, far away road, then this person does a Pesach Sheni. So the fact that it puts these two together, we must be comparing the idea of Tami Lenefesh to Derech, Ki Derech, just like Derech. Ma Derech Begaloi, just like a road is open and exposed and clear. Av Kol Begaloi, so to anything, it's going to be Begaloi, which is clear and open, and it's excluding a Tumas at the home, that would not fall into the same category. That's not revealed, rather that's considered concealed. Frak the Gemara, really? Ve'ela haditanya. We switch over there in the top right corner of the Masorah Shas, which is haditanya of the Braisa. Ezo hi tumas atom. What's considered tumas atom? Kol sheinu makira echa b'sof olam. Anyone that no one knows, even at the ends of the earth, of a makira echa b'sof olam, someone would recognize it. Ezo tumas atom, it wouldn't be considered tumas atom. Abish tamal l'man da'amar ki derech shapir. According to the one that says that tumah has to be like a road, then, okay, everything makes sense over here because somebody knows about the tumah. It's like a road, and therefore he can lose his Naziris. Alaman da Amar Mechuveris Lo, according to him, it says that the Tumah has to be Mechuveris Lo, clear to him, in order for it to be something which is going to mess it up. And that was Rabbi Elazar's approach, according to him, Ki Makirecha B'Sofala Mayhava. When there's someone at the end of the earth that knows about it, who really cares? The one who came, the Nazir himself, he didn't know about it. Therefore, it shouldn't be an issue. Vesu, and furthermore, even according to Rish Lakish, who says that he learns it like a derech, like a road, Hadatanya, that which we learned in Abraisa, Hamotzi Meis Mushkov L'Rachba Shal Derech, if someone finds that there's a dead body lying across, perpendicular to the road, and then he figured that out after the fact that there was a dead body there, B'Truma Tamei, then reference to Truma, It's called Tommy, he's not allowed to eat it. Ben Nazir Ubasias Pesach Tahor. But reference to Naziris, if he found that after the fact he's shaved, totally done, and to the Karm Pesach, he brought his Karm Pesach, then it's going to be fine. Maish, no, what's the difference? Why is it that by Nazir, he was going to be Tommy? Each one of them is learning out their ideas. It should be that this guy, even by Truma, should be totally Tahor, because it's going to be considered Tumas HaTahom. Ella, and this is the Gemara, Tumas HaTahom, Gemara Gemirala. This is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So don't get caught up with all these psukim. They're just like a smachtas. At the end of the day, this is the halacha when it comes to truma. It will be when it comes to Pesach, you know, and Nazir won't if it's tumas hatahom. And that's the story. Now take a look at the mishnah. We said im ad shelo gilach if he hadn't yet shaved. Now we're gonna figure out who this is. Mantana, who says that the shaving of the head is the determining factor whether tumas hatahom is gonna cause him to lose it or not. In other words, if it's tumas hatahom and this person was Tahar, and he's done shaving, so then he's good to go, we'll move on. But if not, then he has to start over. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer, he da'amit tiglachas makevis. It's Rabbi Eliezer, throwback, we saw this a few times already, daf yadalad, and daf mem avav. It's Rabbi Eliezer who says tiglachas is makevis, that is, that the head shaving holds back the nazir from being able to go ahead and partake of the things that are usher to him. They argue with the Chacham, and the Chacham said, no, even just throwing the dam of even one of the karbanos is enough to take him out. He's allowed to have wine, allowed to get tamei mesa, and all that jazz. Must be Rabbi Eliezer. We learned earlier that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that if tuma happens after a person finishes Nazir, so in other words, it's day 30, he's done, but before he brought all those karbanos and shaved his head and all that stuff, so he does have to start over, but only, not entirely, he only has to do another 7 days. So now the Gemara wants to know the following idea. Nitma besoch malos. Let's say a person became tamei, whether it's type of tumba satahom or it wasn't tumba satahom, but before he finished off, it's on day 30. Nitma betoch malos. In other words, within, let's say on day 15. And then v'nodol l'achamos only found out on day 30 before he actually shaved his head. Mao, what's the din? We said if he became tamei on day 30, we know what we're talking about. What happens if he became tamei day 15, but only found out on day 30, but before he'd finished everything off? Basa yedia is leading to go by the time that he found out, and therefore he only has to forfeit 7 days. V'yedia achamalosi, and therefore it's v'yachamalos. Olo, or maybe not. And therefore, you have to give up everything. Ulamai, in reference to what? Like we said, lemistar, in order to give up, to destroy everything, and to start over. Beep, turn the page. Samakimulu base. Amarava Tashma. Let's start an answer from our Mishnah itself. Im ad shelo gilach. If you found out of his coming tummy before he shaved his head, benkach or benkach soser. Either way, it's going to be Soser, his Nezirus. Hechi Damina, what are we talking about? Idis Yadalei B'toch Malos, if you want to talk about that he became known to him in the midst of his Nezirus, let's say day 15. Tzrich L'meira, would you even need to say in such a case? Of course that's going to start it over. And the Lav L'achem Malos, it must be talking about the case is, after he's totally finished, this Tumah happened on day 15, let's say, but only found out about it on day 30 before he shaved his head. Shema Mina, what do we see from here? That he loses everything. So clearly it comes out from our Mishnah that it happened in the midst of it, and the Nazir found it afterwards. So it must be we're going after the time of when it happened, not when you found out. And it's not 7 days, but all 30. Now the Gemara spells this out, v'adayin tibaylach, but you can still ask, kulo soser, shiva soser. Okay, we got the fact that things are getting knocked off, but how much is getting knocked off, 30 days or 7 days? Frak the Gemara on the question, leman, who do you want to know this according to? Ile mi rabbanon, if you want to know according to the rabbanon, pshita de kulo soser, then obviously it's all going to get knocked out. They don't make a distinction if it was done 15 or day 30. Either way, the begin in the middle or at the very end, you find out if you didn't finish everything off, it's going to start. It's going to knock everything off. V'ilir b'liezer, and if it's going to b'liezer, kol achamalos shiva soser. Anything which is after already finished is going to knock off 7 days. So who are you asking according to? And depending on who you're asking to, it's either going to be everything or only 7 days. So we already addressed this answer, but now it says, Amar lecha, say back to him, no, hani milikin et ma'achamalos. When is this discussion? That's only if it happened, that the tumah happened with Rabbi Eliezer, after on day 30, when it's already finished, then we could say it's 7 days. However, v'hai lefnei malosu, this tumah happened before that occurred over here. So therefore it'd lose everything. Odilma, maybe you'd say no, shiny achal, this case is different. The idea acher malosi, because the knowledge of it happened after he became tamei, after he finished. Therefore, even if on day 15 he became tamei, since he only found out about it on day 30 when it's already finished, maybe that's enough to say that it's going to be only 7 days that are going to be lost. Now we say uminan from this, and the way the Mishnah says, katani ben kach u ben kach soser, that the Mishnah says whether this or whether that, it's going to be soser, velokimifically, and it doesn't make a distinction over here between in a case which he became tummy before the end of it or afterwards. Must be, not like we were perhaps trying to say, but it's going to be over here, man of shach, it's going to be only 7 days, because that make a distinction of whether he found out about it on day 30, or where it happened on day 30, he found out about it, or it happened on day 15, he only found out about it on day 30. Therefore, it's going to, man of shach is going to come out to that he's going to lose seven, he's got to redo 7 days. So it goes according to when you found out, not to the actual day it happened. Now we delve into the depth of the world of Tumas HaTahom. Tana Rabbanon. Hamotzi Meisim Otzel Erech V'Shel Derech. A person finds a dead body that's lying perpendicular. It's buried perpendicular to the road in a way that anyone who walked over there had to be that he went over the Tumah over there. And only after the fact he realized the fact that he walked over there. Latruma Tame, this person's going to be Tame in reference to Truma. Obviously, we're talking about over here. We're talking about, not obvious, but if we're talking about a Kohen over here, it's going to be Asher D. Truma. Because it's associated when he's tummy. And even a non-Kohen who's traveled over here is going to be asked to touch Truma because you're not going to be tummy. Nazir ube ose pesach tahor. But remember, the Nazir and ose pesach, if he had finished it off already, or as a pesach, he gave his pesach, is going to be good. You're fine. Under what circumstances is said that in reference to Truma, he's going to become tummy? She'en lamakom lavor. That's where there's no place for him to pass without going over this dead body, right? For sure, he went over it. If there's room for him to pass, he can go around it without going over it. Afla truma tahor, then even for truma, he's going to be tahor as well. Says the Rush that if we're talking aval yeshlo makom lavor sheinu memalek kol roch haderech, it doesn't take up the entire path over there perpendicular, the whole thing. There's a little space that there is ways to go. Then aflo truma tar the suffik tuma b'shus harabim sveiko tar, because the suffik tuma and when b'shus harabim when the halach is that suffik is tahor. But medvar mamurim, when are we talking about over here that in reference to truma that is going to become tamei shematzo shalem, or we found this dead body was shalem, was complete aval Shubber, a mafurik, but if it was broken or if it was mafurik, taken apart. I feel ain makam lavor, even if there's no place to pass, then chashin and shema being prokin avar. Maybe he went in between the limbs, but not over any of them. So if you have that the body's going from one side of the road to the other, but there's open spaces, it's like chopped in half, and therefore if you walk right through the middle, it could be that you didn't go over it, then that's the case we're talking about over here. Then we're going to be choshesh. Maybe he went between the parkam, in between them, and he didn't cross over any of them over here. It's a suffik tumah b'rishus harabim over here. And therefore we're going to say that he's going to be remain tahor even when it comes to the idea of truma. Uvakever, if it's in a tomb that it's completely sealed, and therefore this empty end, we're talking about here that there's empty space between the dead body and the roof is at least a tefach. So in such a matzah, like we saw earlier in Daf Nun Gimel, that the entire tomb is going to become, is going to contaminate. And even those things that are not dafka over the dead body, I feel mishubim mafurik, tameh is going to be tameh, even if it's broken up. Mipnei shekeva mitzarfa, because the keva, the tomb, is mitzarfit, it joins it all together, and therefore all the part become tameh. And even if he's not walking over one particular part, since he's walking over the area, the whole area is tameh, therefore he will become tameh. Now, I'm taking one step back, that we assume that he went between the parts, right? Where there's no vaulted tuma chamber going on over there, but it's just the body's there, but maybe there's broken pieces over there. But mahalik baraglav, that's, and therefore we can say that maybe he didn't go between them. That's when he's walking on his foot, and he's able to walk in a very straight place, and he'll be able to get past it. But if he's carrying something over there, or he's riding on something, then tamei. Then we're going to say the person is going to become tamei, because he's not standing up straight and walking straight, and everything is clear that he didn't lean over in any particular way, but he's carrying something, he's leaning over in a way that he's taking up more space, and as much that he's going to go ahead and become that he is now tamei. And even if he's on an animal also, it's going to be the same idea. Someone walking on his foot. It's possible for him not to touch the body. That he didn't move it and they didn't make an ohel over it. But if he's carrying something on him or he's riding on something, it's not possible he didn't either touch or move it or make an ohel over it. Now we go into Bamedvar Mamurim, and what situation are we saying that there's no way to go without going over it, and the person is still Tahor when it comes to Nizirus and to the Karban Pesach, B'tumas HaTahom. That's only talking about the Tumah of Tahom, of a Tumah Yedua. But if it could have been known, then Shloshta and the Tamein, all three of them are going to be Tamei. That means Truma, that means Nazir, and that means Karban Pesach. And what is this exactly? Ve'ezen hi tumasa tahom. What falls in that category? Kol she'ein makira echa b'sof ha'olam. That is, it's not even known at the ends of the world. Makira echa b'sof ha'olam. But if someone knows even at the end of the earth, ein zu tumas tahom, it's not called tumas ha'tahom. Now we'll show different criteria that would consider tumas ha'tahom. Hayu tamun b'tevin ha'tzoros. If it's covered over with straw or with racks, Harezu Tumas Tahom, that's called Tumas Tahom. Bayamu Ba'afelo B'Nikike Asloim. But if it's not covered over, it's just sitting there, but let's say it's in the ocean, or it's in a dark area, or it's in some crevice of a rack, Einzu Tumas Tahom, that's not called Tumas Tahom, because it's open. It just happened to be someone's not seeing it right now. But if you walked over and looked, you'd see, and therefore it could be known. It's not called Tumas Tahom. If it's covered, though, even under a very small layer, then no one knows about it. It's called Tumas Tahom. V'lo amru Tumas HaTahom, ela lemeis bilvad. The only time we have this halacha called Tumas HaTahom is in reference to mace. That's where we have a kula, but in other areas of Tumah, it wouldn't apply. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that Ketzad, what's the case? What are we talking about over here? This guy goes into a place, a Tumas HaTahom shtickle. Yarad, he goes down. And we're talking about now, what happens if you have Tumah, and that's known to be Tumah, or Tumah of Tahom, that is floating over there. You have a floating in the water, and now we're going to take a look at different ideas of floating tumah. Tzafa eino mitama le'inyan sheretz. If you have a floating shtickel in the water over there, that doesn't contaminate when it comes to the idea of sheretz. We know there's 8 shrutzim that a person who touches becomes become tamei by touching it. Now, there are times when you find that these dead bodies of these shrutzen that are floating in the water, that a person will remain tame. He's not going to be tame. He'll remain tahor. It won't be tame at all. And how does that work? The Tanan, the Rush switches the gears here. The Tanan, the Mishnah, Suffik Tuma Tzafa. If you have a Suffik Tuma and it's floating, in other words, someone is a Suffik Mesupak, whether or not he touched this dead lizard that was floating, now we have a suffik tamei tumah. Bein bekelim bein mekarka. Whether this body of water was in a huge kli or was on the ground itself in some sort of ma'ara, some sort of cave or pit, tahor, the person is going to be tahor. And this is even though we know that suffik tumah b'shus ha'yachid is tamei, in this case he become tamer. That tahor. That is Rabbi. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer bekelim. No, there's a difference. Bekelim, if it's in a kli, then tamei is going to be tamei. We say suffik tumah b'shus ha'yachid in a kli is going to be tamei, but bekarka tahor. But if it's in a kaka, it's tahor. And they learn it from the psukim. Beep, turn the page. Samach Dalad, my time in Tanakama. What's pshat in the Tanakama? He doesn't make a distinction between a clear and karka, that if it's suffix, then you can remain tahor. Amar Rav Yitzhak bar Avdimi. Ksiv, it says one pasuk, bechol asheretz hasheretz, any swarming thing that swarms. Kol makom shu sheretz, which means anywhere where it's swarming. Uksiv, and we have another pasuk that says, al ha'aretz, on the ground. Now, okay, so how do you put these together? Vade mago tame. If a person for sure touched it, he's tame no matter where he is. Suffolk mago, if it's a suffolk, he touched it tahor no matter where it is. Rabbi Shimon my time, why does he make a distinction between whether it's in the ground or it's in a kli? Amar Ula, Ula says, Ksiv achmayan. It says by the beginning of the pasuk, but a spring, then what's going to happen in the case of but a spring? That a person is going to remain. The pasuk says, "Ach ma'ayan ubar mikveh ma'im yetahor v'nogeb nevlasim yitma." A spring or a pit, wherein is a gathering of water, shall be tahor. But he who touches their the carcass will be tame. So, what do we say from there? It says that ksev. It says ach ma'ayan uksev, and it says yitma are going to become tame. Haketzad. How does this work? That means safa bekelim tame. That if it's something which is floating and something which is a kli, then it's tameh. Bekarka tahor, but if it's bekarka, then it's going to be tahor. So the pasuk says that there's a distinction between if it's on the ground or it's in a kli. The pasuk's only saying the tahor, in reference to the shrutzim, this dead shrutzim that are floating in this spring or a pit, that's something on the ground, but not if it's something which is in a kli, which is man-made, and that's where Shimon would make the distinction over there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.